This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, how's your bracket? Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. As we always do every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like, you can be part of the festivities. You can dial us up, email, tweet. You can do all the above. We have play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock, not the St. Peter's Peacocks, but Peacock. That's our streaming partner. You can download the app. You can watch for free. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, Fox Sports Radio, the number one listened to sports radio show in America. Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, will join us a little bit later on. We'll talk about everything that happened during free agency and Deshaun Watson's new team, which was a big surprise, the Browns out of nowhere. Recapping basketball with Baylor out, Tennessee out, Auburn out, Michigan State out, Wisconsin out, Illinois is out. You have Iowa State and St. Peter's. Those are your Cinderella stories. Now, I look at Iowa State, and I guess the amazing part is, how did that program go 2-22 last year? Didn't win a conference game. And here they are in the Sweet 16. St. Peter's, I think it's St. Peter's was located in South Dakota or upstate New York, that we might look at them differently. They'd be cuter, let's put it that way. St. Peter's is in Jersey City, right across the river from New York City. So you probably think, well, they got all that talent around there. New York City basketball, even New Jersey basketball. But St. Peter's is there in the Sweet 16, and so is Iowa State. I watched a lot of the Michigan State-Duke game because I'm watching thinking, is this Coach K's last game? And not that it became bigger than the outcome of the game, but it's close because Michigan State going toe-to-toe, and Tom Izzo always does well in the tournament, and Coach K and the Dukies were holding on for dear life there, but you know, this is a situation that's different because we don't know when Coach K's career is over. I don't know if John Wooden made it official that he was coaching his last games when he was at UCLA when they won the national title. He retired after winning that national title in 1975. But I don't remember. I don't think I was old enough to remember, or that, you know, back then, I don't know if you had this sort of farewell tour. But I don't know if Coach announced that this was going to be his last tournament run. And maybe he did. But I just, this is a big, big buildup here with Coach K. Here is Mike Krzyzewski after the win yesterday against Michigan State.
I'm incredibly proud of my guys. This was a, you guys were terrific, man. I'm really proud to be your coach. You know, that it had nothing to do with coaching in those last 4 or 5 minutes. It all had to do with heart and togetherness, and they followed their hearts, and God bless them. You know, we're in the Sweet 16, so you can ask them questions.
He's emotional in a win. Here's Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach.
An average team without a lot of heart might have just drifted into the sunset, and I thought they reached down and in Mike Krzyzewski fashion and did an unbelievable job of kind of taking it at us, and we just didn't have enough left.
You know, Coach is always gracious. He's a good guy, like Tom Izzo a lot. You know, he's probably got mixed emotions there as well. You're facing Mike Krzyzewski. You faced him before. I think Michigan State has been bounced from the tournament. Let me see if I have this stat. Mike Krzyzewski has knocked Michigan State out of the tournament 5 times.
Jeez.
So if you're Tom Izzo, it's like, all right, they got me 4 times and I'm on the ropes here, maybe getting knocked out again. But maybe I'm going to be the guy knocking Coach K out of the coaching ranks. But, and, you know, if interesting. You know, the tournament hasn't changed, the structure of the tournament. I do think that the regular season doesn't mean much to us. We don't follow the names as closely as we once did. Players are not staying around more than, you know, 1 or 2 years. Coaches are there forever, and that's who you invest in. Like Jay Wright at Villanova, right? You don't know who's on Villanova, but you know they got Jay Wright, and therefore you invest in Jay Wright. Tom Izzo at Michigan State. There are certain coaches where you go, that guy wins. And you might look at Rick Barnes at Tennessee and go, no, he doesn't win. Certain coaches you invest in come tournament time because they know what they're doing. And you can make a case that these coaches, some of these coaches who survived, have been there before and certainly helps out the case, you know, to advance. And, you know, Coach K talked about this. This wasn't about coaching. It's about the players doing something in the final 4 minutes. Now, he might be being humble there, but a lot of it comes down to, you know, can you make free throws? Do you have a point guard who knows what he's doing? Do you not make stupid mistakes? And that's what Duke was able to do. And that's all it takes. Ask Arizona. You just want to survive. And you're going to every it feels like every tournament, every team who wins a national title, there's always a moment where you go, they could lose. Earlier in the tournament, they could lose. And you just survive that one time, it feels like. And that's probably what's going to happen this year with the eventual national champ. All right, Seton, what kind of poll question do you have? By the way, our stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the DP Show.
Did North Carolina's Brady Manek deserve to be tossed from the game against Baylor?
Okay. I'd say no. I think that they let them play. You know, as players, you're looking to see what they're calling and not calling. And, you know, the elbow is up, but I think it was a physically called game. And I would probably put the onus or the blame on the officials that you let it kind of get to that point. But I would say no, I wouldn't have tossed it.
It feels kind of tough, though, to accidentally elbow somebody that hard in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a controversial call, but I kind of feel like he should have gotten tossed.
Okay. Yeah. I saw it. It's aggressive. But these guys are 6'9", 6'10", so your arms are up. You know, it's not like it's a 5'5 guy that you elbowed. You went down low and elbowed him. I think your hands are up. They're out. And, you know, would I have whistled him for a foul? Yes. But if you're going to toss him, I mean, that's, to me, it has to be pretty egregious. You're going to toss somebody from a game.
But if it was a 5'5 guy, I would be like, oh, I get it. That's how he elbowed him in the face. Instead, he elbowed a gigantic dude in the face.
Yeah, but they're similar heights. Their elbows are going to be there in the right in his face.
Well, no, because you... I feel like you have it exactly backwards, actually.
Okay.
If it's harder to elbow somebody at equal height. You have to have your elbow all the way up. Rather, if the guy was short, you could elbow him all the time in the face.
Yeah, but you're taught to box out with your arms up, not down. So his arms were just up, and therefore his elbow is going to hit you right in the face. Mm. Let's do a reenactment here.
Okay.
All right.
Are you going to elbow me in the face, or am I elbowing you in the face? Because that's going to determine the...
Well, because I don't think you should have been tossed, so I will play the role of the North Carolina player.
Oh, okay.
Saying I shouldn't have been tossed for elbow... Oh, sorry,
okay.
Steve.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, by the way, pie to the face day, yeah. Marvin. Yeah, Mr. UConn Husky takes a pie a little bit later on, kind of dressed down today, didn't you there, Marv?
Yeah, I'm prepared for today.
Okay.
I didn't want to wear it like, oh, let me wear my new stuff from Express or Link Soul. Like, nah, no thanks.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Todd.
Can you distinguish between reckless and egregious? Because I don't think he should have been thrown out either. Can you, in the moment, do something a bit reckless, but it's not egregious enough to get ejected? Are they two separate things?
It's hard to judge intent. I mean, that's the thing. But it was an aggressive game. I mean, you would think Baylor, I mean, that's a defensive-minded team. That helped them win the national championship. But I did I didn't look at it and say, boy, I think he tried to hurt him there. I didn't know if there was another incident with them, because sometimes you'll see that. Like Buddy Boeheim, when he got tossed from the Big East tournament when he elbowed the Florida State kid, you know, there was something on the same play where he thought he got boxed out too hard and then he punched him in the stomach. I didn't know if there was something that led up to that. That's what I'd be curious about. Because if there was, then it might have been retaliation there. Yeah, Paulie.
But that Baylor turnaround, was it was like a body-switching movie. God. I think they scored 51 points in the second half. It is silly. Don't you find that fascinating when you're watching a game? Like, wow, this team's getting housed. It's over. I'm going to collect at this window. And then all of a sudden, it just goes completely opposite.
I'm getting text messages from friends, and because I said, you know, I love North Carolina. And, you know, they're blowing them out. And I'm like, yeah, you called it North Carolina. I stop watching. Next thing I know is nice call on North Carolina. And I go, wait, what just happened? Turn on the TV and I went, oh, my God. They had a 25-point lead. TCU, Arizona. I got Arizona winning it all. But you know what? TC, hold your head high. You got a gripe, because I would have called a foul there at the very end. 2 seconds to go in regulation. I would have called a foul on Arizona. Yes, he.
It's a real shame that they're knocked out of the tournament, because TCU is a fun team to watch.
Yeah. This program brought to you by Real Credit Card Questions Require Real People. Somebody who understands your issues, works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover exceptionally common sense. I also wondered about this, and maybe I can hear from a referee or former referee. Like, why do you do it? Because you never win, right? Nobody says, great job. You get yelled at constantly. And even some of the calls, you know, there was a technical call in the Illinois game that was a bad call. There, you know, there's a couple of bad calls, but you expect that. And they do a great job most of the time. It's just those small, and you know, the proliferation of gambling, now everything is viewed through a different lens. But, you know, understand, they don't get the benefit of replay when they make a call, like at the end of the Arizona game. They have to call it. We get to see all the angles, and we're like, how did you miss that? But I'm curious, as an official, why do you do it? Is it a power trip? You like being involved in the sport? Great exercise?
You enjoy the clothing? Like, you just like a striped shirt and tight pants?
You just want to get your steps in for the day, yeah. So you're going back and forth?
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
I don't know. And look, I had run-ins with officials, and I told the story that this longtime legendary official in Cincinnati flipped off my father during a game, actually put his hand behind his back and gave my father the finger. Now, that's a veteran move there. Because nobody saw it except for my dad, and my dad, he thought it was wonderful. He's like, I got to that official. He flipped me off. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think there's any college or pro basketball coaches who go the opposite tactic and just talk nicely to the officials, lavish them with praise? Like Brad Stevens, remember him at Butler?
Yeah.
He seemed like a guy who never yelled at the officials. He seemed like he was discussing things with the officials. And he was a very successful guy. It seems like yelling is counterproductive to your goal of getting calls or getting your team a win.
Brad Stevens reminds me of Jim Parsons played a college basketball coach from the Big Bang Theory, Sheldon. Excuse me. Come here. Excuse me. You're doing a great job. I don't want to interrupt here, but it just feels like you may have missed that call.
I think I may have seen that play differently than you, sir.
Yeah. Could you come when you get a moment, could you come over here? I just want to talk to you. Yeah, just a little bit. Yes, Todd.
If you're an official, do you like instant replay?
Well, if your goal is to get the call correct, like you don't want to leave an arena or a football field and you didn't get the call correctly. It's like when the Saints played the Rams in the playoff game and they missed the call and they had the opportunity to get the call correct. That's when it's bad. You can miss the call. I think officials have a hard time having somebody tell them that they missed the call. But your job is to get the call correct, no matter what. And I think if we had used replay then you would have saved those officials from themselves in the Rams-Saints playoff game. But ego, I think, gets involved in this, where you're like, no, I saw it. Nope, I got it.
Yeah, I'm in charge.
Yeah, and like, no, you missed it. You missed it. Yeah, Todd.
You want to get it right, but imagine any other job or walk of life where you're constantly being second-guessed. Literally, every little thing you do, it could be looked at over and over again in 1,000 different angles to show how you screwed it up. That's got to be really rough to have that kind of job. I know that's what you signed up for. But
well, we do that to you.
That's true, and I've learned to live with it somewhat, you know, but I'm still having, you know, I have my moments.
Yeah.
And that's got to be hard.
And we have the benefit of replay.
We do. Playing back slurred speech and everything.
Your slurred speech.
Yeah.
I don't
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
To be fair, I think Todd brought this up. Now you.
We're picking right back up where we left off, unfortunately.
Right into that.
Yeah. Todd. Sorry, you walk right into it. I mean,
I asked for it. That's all right.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, you did.
People trying their best. They're trying to be as creative as possible. I mean, get the calls right. And
good. Yeah. Just keep knocking you back down.
Yeah.
And you get, why do you keep getting back up? Just stay down. Let them count to 10.
How about we just get started with a good week here, everybody? Come on, let's go. Come on.
I mean, these officials can't book three guests.
Yeah. It's
not possible.
I can't multitask.
I'm not.
I can't book a guest.
Too much.
Do a poll question.
Too many things on your plate.
All right, we'll come back. We'll examine our brackets. Also, best and worst of the weekend. If you're an official and you can get through, operator, Tyler is standing by. I know a lot of people are going to be calling in, but if you are a referee, college especially, I'd just like to hear from you on what is it that you get out of officiating. It's not money. You get some TV time, but I'd be curious. I remember Leon Wood was a former NBA player and then became an NBA official. And I'm thinking, you know, you probably wouldn't want to become that after being a player and dealing with officials, and then you become one of those officials. But I think Leon is still officiating. All right, we'll take a break, settle on our poll question, and also we will dive into the Deshaun Watson topic, of course. It's 17 after the hour, back after this Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting for you at your local dealer. Here's our bracket standings. The celebrities, John Smoltz and Ross Tucker leading the way, 46 points. Kelly Slater, 45. Brady Quinn, 45. Josh Duhamel. Josh Duhamel texted me last night saying this is the greatest athletic achievement of his life. He has 44 points. Mark Sanchez, 44. Fritzy is fourth. Nice, Todd.
I don't take a lot of chances, though. I always get ripped for that. I do a lot of chalk. Not all, but enough to kind of stay in the upper third of things.
Interesting that Todd did want me to have the bracket challenge. And I was like, why are you pushing this?
Yeah, why would I send that to you if I was down at the bottom? That doesn't serve any purpose.
Brian Cranston, Kevin James are tied for fifth. Sidney Crosby is in sixth. Let's see. The bottom five.
Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, I know. It's just.
What the hell is. Are you joking?
No. Sidney Crosby's in our bracket.
The hockey player, not
me,
like.
The Sidney Crosby. Right. When Todd said, hey, you know, here's some of the celebrities and Sidney Crosby, I go, oh, the Penguins? He goes, yeah. I go, okay.
We invited some of the regulars and all that, but then let's get some more unique, interesting ones in there to invite.
Simone Biles' bracket is a mess. Biles had nothing yesterday.
Yeah, it did not work out well.
Bottom five, Sean Payton is in last. Will Ferrell, second to last. Max Crosby of the Raiders, Adam Sandler, and then Carson Palmer. Seton has 38 points. I have 37. Paul has 32. we have two fans right now. Chaz Quinn with 53 points and Joy DeVries with 53. And the winner picks up Traeger Grill, got the Callaway driver, gifts from Link Soul and Panini. Yes, Todd.
So a worthwhile nugget here. Sidney Crosby, 41. Max Crosby, 31, on opposite ends of the spectrum.
No relation.
No relation, but we should keep an eye on the Crosby battle.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right, let's decide on a poll question here.
I think we should stick with the Brady Manek one, actually.
All right. Do you need to put North Carolina's Brady Manek just because people might not know the name, but they know what happened on the play?
We have some other options for you, though,
okay,
if you want.
Yeah.
How many games will Deshaun Watson play next year?
11.
11 games, you think? Okay. So I have the options as 0 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 12, 13 to 17.
Well, the fact that his contract is restructured, that he's only getting paid a little over $1 million, by the way, if I'm a Browns fan, I don't like the signing, but hey, I'm not a Browns fan. You improve the position, and if you wanted to get out from underneath Baker Mayfield contract future, you certainly did that. It's like when the Colts let Peyton Manning go, well, they had Andrew Luck, and nobody complained in Indianapolis, I don't think, when you go, oh, see you, Peyton. Hey, come on in, Andrew. This is a little bit different with Baker Mayfield. When we left you on Friday, the Browns weren't involved. They were declared by Deshaun Watson's side as being out of it. because he didn't want to go to a cold weather. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network said Watson didn't want to play in Cleveland. And we thought it was going to come down to Atlanta and New Orleans. And then all of a sudden, Baker Mayfield reportedly kind of pushed the envelope here, and the Browns were like, all right, we're at the point of no return. Now we're going to get rid of him, and we got to bring in Deshaun Watson. And the deal that they gave him, historical. He got a raise after everything that happened. He got more guaranteed money. It was amazing. When you have a bidding war for a guy who still hasn't settled his 22 civil lawsuits, didn't play last year, met with the grand jury on Friday. Crazy. Crazy. But the Browns, desperate for a quarterback. Yes, Eden.
How was Deshaun Watson's trade value not affected by even a dollar, not even a pick? It wasn't affected at all.
You know, you go back to the Texans giving him a no-trade clause at the age of 24. And that allowed him to pick where he wanted to go. They knew that it was going to take three first-round picks, at least. So they got, you know, Houston benefited. And I thought that they were going to get less value for Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, it was a bidding war. And I know the Browns had to put out statements saying they did their due diligence. Just if any of these people, owner, GM, coach, would come on, I would just like to ask one question. Why wouldn't you contact the lawyer representing these 22 women? Like, if you did a thorough background check, as you want to tell me, why wouldn't you at least reach out? And you know the reason why? And I know the answer. Because you don't want to hear what he's going to tell you. Hey, we didn't know anything about it. Denial. But I got to reach out to that attorney just to say, hey, we're doing our due diligence. Don't put out a damn memo if you didn't do your due diligence. Wait, who'd you talk to? And plus, they put it out over the weekend during the NCAA tournament. Come on. We did our due diligence. We did our background checks here. Really? I at least have to call that attorney just to say, can you help us understand the scope of this? You know, we're thinking about trading for him. We'd like to know. We'd like to get more information. Right? That's all. He's a great player. I get it. But these things are going to travel with him. Now, you can say, well, innocent until proven guilty. Absolutely. Are you trying to tell me 22 women are lying here? And even when he settles, now it is possible. I can't discount it. But you have 22 women all citing similar behavior. Just read the Sports Illustrated article. A woman who is, you know, the source of the story, she's not even in the lawsuits. She's not asking for anything. She just told you that her story that corroborates what these other women said. I talked to two former NFL players over the weekend. One played 13 years, one played 9. I said, how many massage therapists did you have in your career? Both of them said one. You get one, you want to make sure you keep that one. You don't go on Instagram or Craigslist looking for a masseuse if you're an NFL quarterback and then trying to tell me that this is legitimate. But if Deshaun Watson pays off these women, by the way, you know who's going to pay off these women? The Cleveland Browns are. They gave him the raise. The raise is going to pay for this. I mean, his agent did an incredible job. Guaranteed money. Only going to pay you $1 million this upcoming year because he knows he's going to be suspended. Remember when Brady was going to be suspended, restructured his deal, so he was going to get, you know, lose paychecks here. I get it. But Deshaun Watson goes to Cleveland. Now we wait for Baker Mayfield. And, you know, this is, you know, all of these grown-ass men, these owners, they don't care. They just want to win. And that's what the Cleveland Browns did. And these other owners with these other teams. How would you feel like if a family member was involved in this? Maybe the Cleveland Browns owner, or the Falcons, or the Saints. You're a female fan. You're going to be anxious to put that Deshaun Watson jersey on? Talent, baggage, sliding scale. And he's young. And I'm sure he'll do well. He's a talented player. Great player. But it gives you the true insight into how valuable a great quarterback is. Little baggage? Yeah, okay. Can we weather this storm here? That's all you want to do if you're Cleveland. How do we get through this? How do we get to that first game? How do we get to him with a great performance? If he's winning 3 out of his first 4, 6 out of his first 8, then we'll be talking about Deshaun Watson, the football player. But I wonder what happens with Baker Mayfield now. And do I think that he exacerbated this? Absolutely. Because he wasn't going to go back. Point of no return. And then the Cleveland Browns go, all right, we have to give Deshaun Watson an offer he can't refuse. And that's what they did. He didn't want to go there. He didn't want to play in cold weather, reportedly. He'd be able to play in a dome in New Orleans and a dome in Atlanta, having played his career with the Texans in a dome. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Cleveland goes, you know what, on second thought, we're going to dome our stadium. We want to give that to Deshaun as well.
Hey, you guys, can you get a big old tarp or something? You're one, like a huge tarp?
Yeah, see.
Big bubble.
Yeah.
Don't you want to know what the other offers were? The ones that not so much that Deshaun Watson turned down, but what the Browns were negotiating against.
Well, I think they were negotiating against themselves because they had to give him something that got his attention. Because I think he wanted to go to Atlanta. I think New Orleans gave him a better roster, but I think, you know, the Cleveland Browns just said, what's it going to take? And they may have said that to his attorney, you know, his lawyer, agent. What's it going to take? It's going to take this and this and this, this. And then you give up the draft picks there. Yeah, Paul.
That's what stuck out to me is on Friday, Florio mentioned the Falcons roster and how subpar it was, especially at receiver. Then Pro Football Focus, PFF, did this like roster ranking of the teams that were going for him, and the Falcons were way down on their talent on their roster. Sometimes I wonder if, you know, Watson and his agent are going through that stuff and saying, hey, look, we can get a better deal elsewhere and a way better roster.
But I also found it interesting that they brought in Amari Cooper, they let Jarvis Landry go, they signed Deshaun Watson, and now the Browns are trying to get Jarvis Landry back, which that would make a lot of sense. If I'm Jarvis Landry and I can go back, play with Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, those two running backs, good offensive line. They're also trying to bring back Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, Paul.
I saw a couple of things like Pro Football Focus and other analysts online. The Seahawks actually got more back for Russell Wilson than the Houston Texans got back with Deshaun Watson. They added up the value of the draft picks and the players, and about 3 or 4 different sites say that the Seahawks did better trading a 31-year-old Russell Wilson, draft pick-wise, talent-wise, than the Texans did.
Yeah, I see this Pro Football Focus. Seattle netted 2.11 expected WAR for Russell Wilson. The Texans only 2.04 WAR, plus the Seahawks got a couple of players, Noah Fant and Drew Lock. Okay. Interesting. I mean, I thought Denver gave up a lot for Russell Wilson. But Russ has no baggage there. But he's 9 years older than Deshaun Watson. I mean, Deshaun Watson could be their quarterback the next 10 years there. All right. We'll settle on the poll question. Seton, any other poll questions that you were considering?
Yeah, we got a bunch of options. We could save them, though.
Okay. Couple of phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington leads us off again. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I've got the best and best of the weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's that of the day, surprisingly. But best is Coach K and Duke making it to the Sweet 16. The bester is Olivia Miles of Notre Dame becoming the first freshman with a triple-double in men's or women's NCAA tournament. And best is, today is my 9-year wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations, Andrew.
I've got a stat of the day, but I did just want to mention watching that box out dance off during the live looking, man, that was so good.
Thank you.
I loved it. Yeah. I think Paulie probably won, but anyways, I do have a stat of the day if you don't mind.
All right. Marv?
Steph Curry has made the most threes with 3,117. John Stockton has swiped the most steals at 3,265, but even more than those record numbers. I've been married 3,287 days today, but who's counting?
All right, Andrew, you know how I am when people give shout-outs for birthdays and anniversaries. Not that big on it. Yes, Tom.
Is there a milestone for that? You know, like it's certain you get, you know, you give porcelain or diamond or silver on 25 years or 20 years. So I'm not sure what we do with nine.
I mean, nine's nothing. I know. Nothing. Yeah, Paul.
The traditional ninth anniversary gift in the U.S. is pottery.
There you go.
Good luck with that.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I brought home some pottery for my wife, I wouldn't have a 10th anniversary.
Here you go, honey. I got you this bowl.
Yeah. No. You know what you do? You recreate Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore, and you make pottery together.
Okay.
Our next looking.
Yeah. Oh, you want to do that?
Again?
Yeah. I don't know what we just did. If you're watching on Peacock, we had a dance contest, it felt like. It started with the North Carolina Baylor game and the elbow, and it ended up with some kind of street dancing there. But yeah, if I recreate that scene in the movie with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze, then I think that might be a good one. Who's coming up? I got 35 years coming up. Who's got a milestone? Anybody got some round numbers? No, nobody like. 15, 20?
I'm a couple away from 15.
15, all right. Fritzy, you're second on the
23
longest.
23 years, October 30th of this year will be 23 years.
Okay. If anybody here knows exactly how many days he's been married, it's Todd.
Yeah.
Our first date was Monday, December 2nd, 96 at La Villa Italian restaurant in Brooklyn.
What'd you eat?
I think I had chicken palm, a little ziti on the side, yeah. And I think we shared like a little ice cream, a little sorbet I think we had.
Ooh, sorbet.
Raspberry sorbet maybe.
Let's take a break here. Poll question we've settled on. Play of the day is up next here. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Teresa, top of the key. Fires low right for Koloko. Hands off Mathurin. One-handed stuff on Lampkin. Mathurin climbed the ladder, and he smashed it. Arizona by two.
Arizona advances to the Sweet 16, the overtime win against TCU. That's courtesy of Westwood One Radio. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive Start. Jumpstart your morning. Convenient protein powder for driven guys that gives you that energy and that nutrition to keep up with your busy day. Find it at mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo will join us in about a half hour from now after the loss to Duke yesterday. Duke has bounced Michigan State out of the tournament 5 times. So we'll talk to Coach Izzo a little bit later on. By the way, Sweet 16 will feature 4 double-digit seeds. You have Miami, Iowa State, Michigan, and St. Peter's. Since the NCAA tournament expanded to 64 teams, that was back in 1985, only 4 Sweet 16s have included 4 or more double-digit seeds. This year, last year, 2011, and going back to 1999.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
All right. By the way, Matthew Stafford got his contract extended. Lyle Collins goes from the Cowboys to the Bengals. Really good offensive lineman there, and the Bengals are doing the right thing, protecting their quarterback. Spend money on the offensive line. Can't go wrong. They're going to make everybody look better. Running backs, wide receivers, and you have a quarterback who was sacked 70 times last year. They still went to the Super Bowl. I had some more phone calls here. Jeff in Detroit is back. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for chat row. I'm on the mend, man. I'm on the mend. Listen, I had surgery on those stones last week. Oh. They pulled out a 9-millimeter joint on me, dog. Ooh. They pulled a 9-millimeter out of my side, so they had to cut on me. The worst of my weekend is that current iteration of your show and what you guys have going on is so doggone funny. I could not watch the show all the way through. I started hurting. It bust my stitch open, man. You guys just got going with Rebecca Lowe and just the whole situation. I'm telling you, man, what you guys have going on is pretty damn funny, dude. Listen, my best is going to be Hunter Dickinson, 27 points, 11 rebounds. Eli Brooks doing the old Fritzy out there, bust the hook shot. Hook Fritzy was the first person I thought about. And Juwan Howard, how about that guy, you know, consoling the Tennessee player? I think his name was Kennedy Chandler. Yeah. After losing, man, you know, that was pretty cool. So, yeah, it's good seeing Michigan back in the Sweet 16, man. You guys are really on fire, dude. And hopefully I'll be seeing you guys real soon.
Thank you, Jeff. Feel better. Yeah, it's hard to look at Michigan as a Cinderella story, but an 11 seed, and what happened with Juwan Howard getting suspended. You know, a couple of weeks ago, he smacks an assistant coach at Wisconsin, and here he is in the Sweet 16, and Wisconsin losing yesterday. Yes, he.
Bubble team's having a big impact this tournament, like starting with Michigan, and they're knocking out some real heavy hitters.
Yeah, Paulie.
When I saw Juwan Howard do that, I thought about, you know, how much trouble he was in a month ago and how everyone loved him yesterday. You know, in life, some people need a smack, some people need a hug. And then there's different kind of people you run into, and some need one or the other. That's the new shirt for Michigan basketball. Some people need a smack, some people need a hug.
Yeah, so he's hugging the kid from Tennessee, yeah. And then he's smacking the coach from Wisconsin there. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Sean in Oregon joining us. Hey, Sean.
Morning, Dan.
Morning, Sean.
Hey, I want to go with the best of the weekend. I'm going to go with Coach K getting it done. And I want to see Coach K go out on top. I really think that'd be awesome.
Okay.
And the worst of the weekend, I'm going to have to go with John Clayton passing away way too young. And I know you worked with him for a long time. I don't really know your guys' relationship, but I was wondering if you wanted to share a John Clayton story with us.
Yeah, I was saddened to hear that with Johnny. And he was a great teammate at the mothership. I did not know that he was ill. I don't think too many people did. But John Clayton worked at the mothership for a long time. And he was one of those guys who was always available. Always. Whenever there would be an NFL story, and, you know, if we didn't get Chris Mortensen, John Clayton was always there. Always. He was, you know, had so much energy and cared so much about the sport. And there are analysts that I've worked with, Tim Kirchens, like that. Like, they love the sport. They promote the sport. And John always talked about the good of the sport. But he was a professional. And, you know, we used to have fun with him and say that he had a ponytail. And you know, we came up on, I don't know how it came up one day. I think I just said, you know, he's got a ponytail. And then everybody on the show sort of played along and saying, yeah, you know, I think I saw him with a ponytail. Then people would be at the draft and they'd go taking pictures of John. Like, I think I see a ponytail back there. So it became sort of this running joke. And then the mothership decided to do the commercial that was based off of us saying that John had the ponytail. And it's one of the iconic commercials that ESPN ever did, you know, where John does play up the fact that he's got a ponytail. He lives with his mom and he listens to heavy metal when he's not doing SportsCenter. But Johnny, I always called him Johnny Good Times because he was always in a good mood, and he could talk to anybody, and great reputation. So rest in peace there, Johnny. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We got our poll question today. Maybe we'll hear from an official. It's just we have so many people who call in, and you might not be able to get through because I'm curious why you do that job, whether it's, you know, football, baseball, basketball. I was an umpire for a while, and I did Little League, and I did, like, Legion Ball. It's a thankless job because even when you're right, you're wrong, and you call a tight strike zone or it's a loose strike zone or you give them the high, you know, the low pitch, all of these things. And you usually have, like, there's a dad right behind you who's there in your ear constantly. And I think I'm getting $5 an hour or something. I wasn't making any money. But, you know, you just go, I don't want to do this. This isn't any fun. The officials, basketball officials, I know it's great exercise. I could do a Stairmaster instead. Get yelled at less. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. He just got bounced from the tournament by Coach K. Michigan State's Tom Izzo will join us coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.